a warm welcome. I'm Esther Berkey, the author behind Living Without Fear and the co-publisher of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're ready to embark on a journey of boundless possibilities, I'm here for you. Do you know someone who could benefit from today's episode? Share this podcast with them. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Join me on YouTube. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave a short review or rate it on your favorite podcast platform with a lot of stars. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you. And today I'd like to tell you a personal story about how I felt terribly ashamed last week. And I guess I never talked about shame at all on this podcast because it's such a deeply rooted feeling I rarely dare to talk about. So my personal story goes like this. The other day, I put my earpods in my ears and I wanted to listen to my dear mentor, Michelle Masters, what she explained about her program, Wired for Magic, a program I never attended before. I saw her talking, I saw the webinar attendees, and all seemed all right for them. But I heard an animal voice. It sounded like a roaring tiger. As I was in a beautiful state and I felt comfortable with Michelle and the other women, I put into the chat, "Is there a tiger in the house?" When Michelle saw it, her face looked confused for a few seconds, but then she went back to normal. I gave her the sign that something was going on in my ears, but as I could not understand what she was saying, and nobody else seemed having the same experience as I did, I suddenly figured out that it was only on my side. I pulled off the earpods and I realized that my earpods had made fun of me. This never happened to me before. So, on the spot, I felt so ashamed. I felt so sorry for Michelle that I had confused her for a few seconds. And I felt so stupid having put this comment in the chat. I deleted it instantly and tried to listen to her. But I felt so bad. Someone who knows me and who also was on this call saw me and told me later, "You seemed totally frozen." So the question I asked myself, why did this small incident make me feel so much shame? So I started to investigate, and slowly I could reconstruct that I develop shame in a particular moment. It's a moment I feel comfortable and I just say what I think. It may sound silly, but when people laugh and get my point, I'm totally fine. But if this doesn't happen and if people might think I'm crazy and might laugh at me, I feel ashamed. And I went back in my childhood where this has started. I found out it has been my father who every time I was playful, every time I was myself, my authentic self, he laughed at me and he told me to shut down. "Don't be so silly. Don't be so stupid," I heard him saying. And at a certain age, I stopped being playful and tried to be as smart and as intelligent as possible. I made up the belief that if I'm myself, I'll be mocked at. And I remember now that in the past, I had had several incidents where I dared to be me and tell what I think without thinking twice if this makes sense, if this is correct, or if this could hurt someone. And I had experienced so much shame because someone told me that this was so stupid, what I did or said, and I shouldn't have done or said this. And I figured out that I was the worst person in this world, and I was hardly sustainable for the society. So what I need to tell you, instead of blaming others, I allowed other people to make me feel ashamed about my words or action. I empowered them to do so because I could have explained them why I acted like I did or why I said so, and there wouldn't have been shameful feelings needed. The shame I developed myself because I thought I was wrong. I couldn't be nice to myself and tell myself, you were okay and you did okay. You gave your best. In other people's eyes, it wasn't, but maybe it's their issue. Maybe it hasn't anything to do with you. But I couldn't see this. I just reacted with feeling ashamed of myself and putting myself down. And regarding the story I told you about the webinar, I could have reacted differently. I could have explained myself quickly in the chat, or even I could have unmuted myself and I could have let everybody know about my funny experience with my earpods. But I went into my default mode in those situations. I felt shame. And my first impulse was I need to delete as fast as possible my comment in the chat what I did. But I'm so thankful I could finally look at my shame and discover the story I've made up since my childhood and I haven't cleared until last week. Maybe there will be happening more incidents like this so that I can learn more and more that I don't need to feel shame in those situations. And for me, those situations are occurring whenever I feel very comfortable with the people who are around me and who give me the feeling that I can be and talk as authentically as I am. For example, I would never write any comment in the chat in a business surrounding because there I still try to be as smart as possible. So why I am telling you this? Have a look at yourself and try to remember when do you feel ashamed of yourself? What happens exactly? What do you do in those situations? And ask yourself, when in the past did it start that you felt ashamed? Is it also something from your childhood? I wish you can also change your default mode from feeling shame to be a good advocate for yourself. Thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being open to learn how to change shame into self-confidence. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case you feel worthless today And nobody seems to like you. I tell you, you're amazing. I love you. And you're a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day and talk to you next week.